It made noise.
It's wearing out. the snapping as much as it was when we first got it.
All right.
Hey, Chucky Farley.
Mike Papa.
And Lindy.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of We're Sorry, Did We Offend You? Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers listening out there, since a majority of our audience is female.
Yeah, hey, happy Mother's Day. Thanks for bringing us into the world.
Yeah.
For being of the nature to have children, not like these wannabe women.
Yeah.
The Transformers.
That all of a sudden are just fucking everywhere. Like, we saw some at Buffalo Wild Wings the other day. Dude, I was waiting for a fight between the big redneck dude sitting at the next table.
That or the mixing guys in the Suns jerseys at the other end of the bar. They were eyeballing them, man. They were eyeballing them. Hey, since we're starting with the Transformers, I saved a clip. Let me see if I can find it again. There's a stand-up comedian. Her name is Chrissy Marr.
Mm-hmm.
She did a stand-up, I think it was in Dallas, Texas, the other day. And she started out with joking about Dylan Mulvaney. But you've got to hear the clip. It's about 2 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go into this because she's been catching some shit for this.
3 and 6 minutes. What? Like, why has it been a year of girlhood and still no tits? That's day one, okay? If I'm transitioning to a dude, day one I'm getting a cock. And not just, I'm getting the biggest one you can find. Like, go into the back room, get me something black, okay? I have something to prove here. Why no tits for Dylan? I don't understand.
Because
he's a man. Yeah, he can go tomorrow. Uh-oh. We have one of those. No, it's all good. We can all have different beliefs. It's okay.
Yeah.
Some of us can believe in reality and some of us can't. Like, this is America. We should have different beliefs. It's all good. It's all good. Binary, we didn't have bisexual. We didn't have as many labels. It was just like, oh, you're not bisexual. You're just fun at parties. She's just a good time.
Yeah,
just like the real Princeton, I've let in some people I shouldn't have.
They're all fat.
I've let in some people because they were real athletic. You know what I mean? I saw potential. I let in some people just because they were Puerto Rican. They can't all be white, right? You have to see yourself represented in the pamphlet, sir. You can't, right? Because you see yourself coming here.
But the transphobe!
Is that the best you can do? Harpooned in the neck on their way to their cars. I'm worried about their safety. There's poachers out there. They're going to want their tusks. They were fat, though, and that did help.
Okay. So they're white. They yell, fucking transphobe. Mm-hmm. And apparently they knocked over her, like, merchandise table on the way out, too.
Oh, really?
Like, fucking stampeded or something.
Yeah.
So... she's been catching some shit for that, but I'm like, she's right. And these people have no fucking sense of humor.
Mm-mm.
They can't laugh.
No, you can't make fun of them at all.
Uh-huh. No, you can't. You can't. And if you do, you make a joke. You're transphobic. You're racist. So these labels, hey, if you're one of them Transformers
mm-hmm.
listening
mm-hmm.
or whatever... you're going to call me transphobic, racist, xenophobic, whatever. Your words don't mean shit anymore because they've been overused.
Mm-hmm.
We've had this discussion I don't know how many times in the show.
Yeah, I have been. So you can call me whatever you want. I don't fucking care.
So, I mean, I'm just so tired of, you know,
And the women that walked out of that show, first of all, like you heard Mike say, they're all fat? They were fucking huge. Why are all Democrat women big, fat, and ugly?
Well, someone put a fucking tweet on there, and if you're a computer geek, you might get this. You know, they're like, why are all these non-binary women zeros and ones? little tech joke there.
Yeah. But that was one, that's why she said she was worried about their safety, because she hoped they didn't get harpooned in the neck on the way out.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. That, but that's pretty good.
You know what? I expect a comedian to be, I mean, that's kind of like Dave Chappelle. He's edgy. He doesn't care. It's about comedy. It's a chance to laugh. And if you're going there to not be offended, I'm sorry, that someone's getting offended in that room.
Well, that was the whole thing about, that's what comedians are all upset about right now. Like, cancel culture damn near killed their fucking...
Their profession.
Their profession. And all of a sudden, they just decided, fuck it, we don't care
anymore. Yeah, we're going to be edgy, we're going to say what we want, and fuck off.
Yeah.
And that's, it's like, you put a room of people together, right? Mm-hmm. There's going to be a joke that offends somebody. Right? Whether it's a religious joke, a racist joke, a transphobic joke, air quotes. I don't care. It's, if it's funny, it's funny.
Right. And, yeah, like I said, I used to read books, joke books, as a child. And it had chapters, you know, jokes about black people, jokes about Asian people, jokes about...
White people.
White people. Yeah, I mean, they were all in there.
So... The thing is, I'm starting to see a pushback on this transgender ideology. Slowly. This should have come years ago.
Yeah, it should have came the minute Joe tried to tell us it was normal.
Okay. Well, so...
I mean, because it's just been the last 2 years that it's been really forced down our fucking throats.
So it's... I think it started coming before that. I mean, we've... Growing up, we've all heard of sex change operations, right?
Well, okay, yeah. When we were kids, there already was a man competing in women's sports. Dr. Renee Richards was a female tennis player. He used to be a man. He sucked at the sport,
right?
But and I don't think he ever won a tournament. Like,
but he had a full transition.
Yeah, he had a full transition. Yeah,
you know, and you know, that's the thing, but. We've all known about it, but now it's become so mainstream that the percentage of young kids identifying as transgender has, like, shot up, like, what, 200%? Why? Where are they getting it? They're getting it from social media. They're getting it from their teachers. They're getting it...
Because it makes them popular.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It gives them, you know... Kids are already confused and stressed out anyway. Teenage years suck when you're going through puberty. And...
Dude, I always thought teenage years... That was the best years...
Well, because they think they know everything. Yeah. That they're getting peer pressure at school. Their bodies are changing. Their hormones are changing. Right? I mean, it is.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, here's TikTok and Dylan Mulvaney showing how popular it is to be. Oh, I can make millions of dollars pretending. And then they're like, well, I can do that.
That's another problem altogether.
What, the social media influencing and the amount of money they're making?
Yeah.
For being fucking nuttards?
Yeah. That's a whole fucking another fucking thing. I mean, why are we paying... You know, why is people like YouTube... And then they're selective on who they pay.
Right, yeah. If you're a conservative influencer...
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're spreading hate and misinformation. Says you.
Yeah, it says you. But basically, our misinformation that's been spread has been all been proven
true.
Man, you guys don't fucking say anything about that.
You know, the thing
it's
is...
It's mean. You're breaking our rules.
Here, doesn't matter. The way I see it, if they're generating an audience, and the audience is generating ad revenue, why are you going to deplatform and demonetize someone? Obviously, there's an audience for what they have to say.
Because it goes against what...
Their ideology.
Well, they're probably getting paid from somebody.
To shut people down?
Yeah.
More than likely.
That's what...
I
mean, otherwise, why would... It wouldn't be beneficial to them. You know what I mean?
So...
They're not doing it just for the sake of doing it. They're doing it because they're getting something out of it.
Huh.
What?
Just Gateway Pundit came up with an article just now, or 8 hours ago, actually. Judge Amy Berman Jackson backtracks and blocks Trump from testifying in lawsuit by FBI lovebirds Peter Stroke and Lisa Page. So I guess they're suing Trump or something?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything like that.
Let's see. They filed a ridiculous lawsuit after Stroke was fired. Page resigned. They were caught having things and exchanged thousands of texts in a workplace affair. Both former FBI players pushed the Trump-Russia collusion, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, this shit's still coming back. But anyways, I'm just tired of all this tranny shit.
Well, hey, since you're tired of it, let's just do this one thing that I found right before the show started.
Uh-oh.
This is Mother's Day, remember? So here's a a tranny. Just listen to this clown.
Okay, so Mother's Day is tomorrow, and this is the second day that's rolled around. There's two different days in the year that I question. There's Mother's Day and there's Father's Day. As a trans person, as a trans woman, which one do I celebrate? Father's Day rolled around. I don't feel like a father. Mother's Day is tomorrow. I feel like a mom, but who celebrates me? It's not a situation of pity me or anything. I just genuinely want to know, is there other people out there that you don't know which one you fall under? Are you a mom? Are you a dad? Where's Parents' Day? Why can't we just have a Parents' Day? Like, you're a parent, that's worth celebrating. Why does it have to be one or the other? It actually bothers me a lot. I didn't think about that till today. And I don't know.
That's great.
Does he?
Yeah, every day's Parents' Day, you jackass.
And if you got a dick, tells you which one you're going to celebrate.
Yeah.
And Father's Day didn't just roll around. It rolls around.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was doing. What? It's not even hit yet. It's like, not for a month.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so, well, since we're talking about Transformers and Transformers.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the recent episode of Transformers Earthspark has a transgender kid in it talking to the cartoon Transformer?
No, I did not.
My pronouns are they, them.
That's the robot.
Thanks. I'm Sam. I'm she, they, but you already know that.
So they're pushing on the kids in the cartoons now.
What an amazing city.
The Decepticons are truly at it. I'm like tired of all of this BS with this.
Oh shit, dude. Hey, trannies, go.
Matt Walsh has to be one of the classic. I mean, he's fucking all over this shit. It's hilarious. So, since we're still here, I gotta almost play the beginning of this. Because we talked about it about a week ago, right? The Ohio councilman that came out as a transgender woman of color lesbian.
Yeah.
He did an interview with him.
From the moment she decided to live her truth, Ryan Webb knew she was in the fight of her life. Living under the oppression of heteronormative standards is considered business as usual to most women. But Ryan faced a different learning curve. Many of the everyday experiences of women were new to her because until a few months ago, this lesbian woman of color identified as a cisgender white man. Ryan knew her stunning bravery would make her a target, but she never anticipated the amount of hate she would face from her new community.
I love the music.
This is a big moment for Ryan Webb. Agreeing to an interview after revealing her identity as a transgender lesbian of color requires a different sort of bravery than we normally see in the political world. What is it like to be so brave?
Well, you know, I've never really looked at myself as being brave.
Okay, but this guy's wearing a suit and a tie, and he has a more feminine voice on the video of the guy you just played.
I know.
I don't know which Mother's Day or Father's Day.
Yeah, we do, dude. Dude had 5 o'clock shadow, green hair, and everything.
Hey, I had green hair when I was a kid swimming in an over-chlorinated pool.
No, that wasn't chlorination. That was dye. What is with that, too, by the way? What is with the pink hair, the blue hair, the Greek hair, the yellow hair, purple hair? What the fuck is that all about?
Well, I'm sure if he's outside, he has a mask on. So you could always pick out the mentally deranged by the color of the hair and a mask.
Okay, well, here's the deal. So I bought a new car here yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And,
Were you wearing a mask in there?
No, but there were people in the dealership wearing masks.
Oh, I would bet.
And it's just like, what the? You just want to fucking yell at him, you know? But you want to yell at him, but you go, you're smarter than that, right? Because you're, no need to trigger him, right? Just let him be retarded. You know, it's like, I'm done. It's just like.
Natural selection will take care of these people.
I'm not going to. Who was telling me? Was it you, Lindy, that was telling me about some guy that just recently died?
Oh, the one that was like fully vaxxed, and I saw that somewhere, and they were.
Oh yeah, had a thing on his Facebook page that I'm vaxxed, and if you know you. Something you fuckity fucks or whatever.
Oh yeah, where he's like, I'm vaccinated, boosting the health. You fucks are gonna die, and then he dies. Young.
Yeah, he died suddenly.
Is it? Yeah. I'm just waiting my turn because we're all vaxxed. I'm just not boosting. I refuse to get a booster.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I told you, our doctor said don't do it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because the truth is coming out about this shit. Yeah.
Well, she said it from the. I mean, I should have talked to her before I
got
went,
shit.
Went and got the original shot, but. Even though that, when I got it, it was a relatively new.
Yeah, I mean,
my shot was the first one they fucking pulled off the fucking market.
Market, yeah,
because of the blood clotting. We're sorry, the show has been canceled.
The fucking heart monitor just stopped. So
Chuck will no longer be appearing on the show.
So, all right. So, what next? We got so many other topics.
Well, you want to talk about the ugly broad that somehow.
What ugly broad?
Governor
Hobbs.
Oh, dude. What do you want to talk about her? Okay, so. Oh. So she vetoed this bill, right? Okay, first of all, the woman has no fucking. Knowledge of anything of how the fucking world works. She vetoed a bill that would have banned stupid messages on the freeway signs, like, you know, drive hammered, get nailed, and all this other shit, and get your vaccine if you know whatever. Because people don't pay attention to those signs, and why? Because they have stupid sayings on there.
Yeah.
So when they say, "Hey, there's a," when they put a message up there that says there's an accident 3 miles ahead or whatever.
Yeah, or Amber Alert or something.
Yeah, no one pays attention to it because they think it's some stupid message. Oh, but, you know, no. This, it makes me happy or whatever, you know. It's like, fuck you.
Not about you, it's about...
Yeah, it's about common sense.
You know, the programmers who are programming the messages have better things to do than come up with witty little phrases, you know. Instead of saying, like you said, hey, accident 3 miles ahead, exit at McClintock or exit at wherever.
Yeah. Back in Iowa, they did it on every Monday. They put some stupid message up there. And I even said something to my boss back then. And he goes, oh, that's not that big of a deal. I go, no, it is a big deal. So. And they would have. They actually had contests, though, where you can send in fucking.
They have contests here.
Do they?
Yeah. So.
Good. Can I send one in?
All right. So. I was going to... What's that?
This thing is not loading for me.
So, the Trump civil lawsuit.
Yeah.
Found liable in E. Jean Carroll. Did we talk about this last week? This happened this week.
Happened this week.
Okay. He was found liable not for rape, but for sexual assault and defamation.
Yeah, because he said she was ugly.
He said he didn't rape her.
Yeah. How is defending yourself
defamation? Right. How is saying it never happened? I don't know this woman. This woman's crazy.
And he goes, not my type.
Not my type, yeah.
Right. So.
But it was a Manhattan jury.
That's like saying, okay, like some woman can accuse you of rape and you say, I wouldn't fucking touch her with his dick. Then.
Defamation.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. What are you saying? I'm saying she's ugly. Judge.
So.
Your Honor.
So, here's a few things, problems with this, though.
Uh-huh.
This chick's lawyer, even the day after, was like on all these morning shows, saying that she helped the legislature over, you know, get a pass a bill to open a 1-year window to file these civil lawsuits because the statute of limitations on the crime was over and the statute of limitations on the civil lawsuit was over. So she was instrumental in passing a law, opening a window to file this lawsuit. And on the day that this came into effect, they filed this lawsuit against Trump. The judge blocked all kinds of shit from the defense involving the background of this chick, whereas anything that Trump did from the E. Jean Carroll site was allowed as evidence. So it was like one-way discovery only. And since it's come out, there's all kinds of her past tweets that have come out.
Well, like, she put a thing on Facebook where she actually liked the show The Apprentice.
She's a massive fan, right?
Yeah.
But here, this is from her Twitter account back in like 2011. Sex tip from my dog. Never miss a chance to sniff his balls. Whose balls?
Yeah,
the dog's balls or somebody else's balls?
Yeah, are you sniffing your dog's balls?
Right. Sex tip from my dog. You never want to surprise a girl's vagina by suddenly throwing a ball at it. But if a plane with all these advice columnists crash, who would give advice to America? Would you advise America which new sex tip to try? Sex tips for my dog. Sticking a piece of dead squirrel in your mouth before oral sex can really improve the taste. Sex tip for my dog to entice a lover. 1, lie on back. 2, flop tongue out. 3, spread legs in the hole you just dug in the garden. So she's all these kind of weird.
Yeah, no shit. That is weird.
Well, you know what her cat's name is?
No.
Her cat's name is Vagina.
Why? Why?
Vagina T Fireball is her cat's name. Right? Trump went on that CNN interview. And I guess maybe we'll talk about that later. But he even mentioned that her cat's name was Vagina. And they weren't allowed to do this. She's thinking about doing another lawsuit against him for another defamation based on that CNN interview. But here she is.
Okay, you have to have character to defame.
Right.
Here.
Watch this. I don't know if this is her. Hey, I'll hit play. I don't know what's up with my.
I don't either. What's wrong with your phone?
I don't know.
Here, I call it the Mouse House because some very distinguished mice live here. Kahneman lives in the kitchen. Tversky lives in the bedroom. This is my shed. And on that side are the books that most influenced me growing up.
That's
on
her.
The door are the list of my
orange
dogs.
Hair.
Marky, Fortuna de la Spunky, Heidi, Tits, Bloody, and Hepburn. The streams and the rivers were dry, and it so horrified me that I came out and started painting the rocks blue to indicate that there was once a river here. And then after I got done painting the rocks, I just sort of walked over here and then did that tree and then did that tree and then I did this tree. And then pretty soon I've done this whole forest.
This woman is not all there.
No, and then like you said,
she's an author?
She's an advice columnist.
Oh, I thought she was an author. Because I've read things where she was an author. I was like, of what?
So she has a history of trying to reach out to Trump. And then of course, oh, here's the best one. Hopefully I saved this. Do you remember what her accusations were against Trump about the rape?
No, I really thought it was just a joke thing, so I didn't really pay that much attention to it.
No? Well, according to her accusations, Trump raped her in the... He raped her in the dressing room or the Bergdorf something where he, you know, trying on lingerie, right?
Yeah, gross.
So, let me play you this clip from Law and Order.
Okay, if you really have to.
Oh, anyone want to role play a rape with you in a public place?
Yes, there was one a bit plain, and it was not her fantasy, it was mine.
Okay.
Yeah. Roleplay took place in the dressing room of Bergdorf's. While she was trying on lingerie, I would burst in.
Hold on. When did you and she have your date?
6 weeks ago, maybe. She wrote back, wanted to get together.
2 weeks later, you and Megan started emailing.
Yes, the day that she posted her profile. I wrote, I was intrigued.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
You're going to need all your...
Law and Order.
It might be one of her favorite shows.
In the Bergdorf, trying on lingerie in the dressing room. And where did her rape accusation? That's exactly the rape accusation. So,
like I said, it might be one of her favorite shows. Might have been one of them shows that night she was struggling on what to watch on TV.
So, it's just, is that a coincidence?
Yeah.
Same store, same fantasy.
Yep.
You know, and yet the jury's like, oh no, this we find her credible. No, nobody finds that chick credible.
Nobody, yeah. So, I mean, Trump should sue all the jurors. I mean,
why not?
I mean, that's the thing. If you do this, if you commit to being a juror, you better go in there
honestly
and do your civic duty and listen to the fucking evidence and make your decision based on the evidence. Don't come in there already determined that this guy
is guilty.
Yeah.
But and that's because it was a Manhattan jury, which they don't like Trump there. It's a blue city.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I wonder if you could. There's probably some laws or protection against suing a juror, but, you know, he's going to appeal this. And what he should do is he should file a suit against her.
Right.
Countersue her.
Countersue her, yeah.
And then introduce all of this evidence and all of her tweets, all of her fucking rants, all of her... You know, the Law and Order SVU introduced the fact that her lawyer admitted that she was part of the push to change this law in order to just to file this lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, if that's the case, the girl doesn't remember when it happened. She doesn't, you know.
Yeah, she doesn't know when it happened, where it happened.
Well, she remembers the Bergdorf, but she doesn't remember the details. What are some of the, I don't remember. And then, of course, introduced the Anderson Cooper interview with her where she was talking about rape is sexy. Well, this wasn't rape. Rape is sexy. You know? And it's like... And then she's like, you're fascinating. She's like changing. And it's like freaking out Anderson Cooper. He had to go to a commercial break. So...
Well, that's because he's a homo.
But here's the thing. It's like... This chick is... There's so much weird shit. And what Trump should do is he should file that suit in Florida against her because that's where he lives.
Right.
Get a Florida jury.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know a Florida jury, all these people concerned was down there, will find his favor.
Mm-hmm.
So, two can play that game.
Yeah.
And then, you know, sue the lawyer for filing, for doing this shit. Sue the, you know, go after everybody. Fuck them all. I'm tired of this shit. Not like Trump hasn't probably done his fair share of shit, but, you know, what he's done is nothing in comparison to some of these Democrat politicians as more shit comes up.
But look at this woman. This is got this one guy on Twitter called Dumbass Photoshop. Says for every 1,000 likes, I'll make E. Jean Carroll even more hideous. Let's see how many likes he has right now. He has 30,000 likes.
Right now. Is he making her hideous? Or
yeah, I've gone through it. It's there's one who makes him look like a dude. Mask.
They better be careful. He's going to get sued for defamation.
I don't know what that is. Animal Lecter.
Who knows? Anyway. Fire Marshal Bill.
Crypt Keeper. Fails from the crypt. Here's a shooting out a fucking ass of a
From Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's just... They keep throwing more and more shit at Trump, thinking this is going to stop him.
Mm-hmm.
And all it's doing is making him stronger in the eyes of his defenders.
It's making him popular.
In the eyes of his defenders.
The same thing's happening with Tucker Carlson. With Fox releasing these scenes from, like, during commercial breaks or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's making him even more and more popular.
Yeah.
It's like,
people are tired of the status quo of it's our way or the highway, and they're shutting up dissenting voices. They're trying to.
Yeah.
Cancel culture. We're tired of it. We don't play this game.
Well, you got.
I mean, this whole
Charlize Theron.
I'm gonna fuck anybody up that.
Yeah. Okay. Just because you played a fucking badass in a movie
doesn't make you
badass, right? You're gonna get your ass fucking knocked out. You're gonna get Will Smith, fucker.
Yeah.
Dude, they're gonna. Oscars are never gonna live that down. Everything from now on, you're gonna get Will Smith.
Well, how are we doing there, Lindy?
Time to take a break.
All right. Do you have our one commercial there, Chuck?
Oh, yes, I do. I hope it's a commercial.
or whatever we got.
Yeah.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Really, Really, Really Bad Dancer.
Mr. Really, Really, Really Bad Dancer.
Arms swinging, knees bending, head bobbing to no particular rhythm. You're either dancing or you have fleas.
Call me a doctor.
As soon as you hit the dance floor, the taunts begin. Is that all you got, playa? Unfortunately, yes, that's all you got.
Hold it on now.
Who's in the house? Some guy who can't dance. That's who's in the house.
You're a star.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Happy Feet, because you really put the oogie in boogie.
Mr. Really, really, really bad dancer.
The whole time the video's playing is Dylan Mulvaney dancing.
Yeah.
All right, be right back. Good impression there, Chuck.
That was me. We had technical difficulties on the start of the second half, and we cracked our beers, and the thing didn't start recording, and we weren't going to waste another cracker.
We're just going to wait. You'll hear it during the show.
Yeah, so just pretend, okay? So, hey, like I said, like I promised, I'm not going to play the whole clip, but here's our episode of Married with Children.
This meeting of NOMAM, National Organization of Men Against Amazonian Masterhood, will not come to order. Brother Jefferson will read the minutes.
Al is just going to do his stupid 801-802 joke again.
No, I won't, and it's not stupid. The minutes of the last meeting are 801, 802, 803, 803!
Forget about the minutes. Go sit down. Now, last meeting, we argued about which big and centerfold was sexier, July or August. We couldn't decide, so we ripped them out, put them down our pants, and danced around. Then we each drank about 30 beers. Now, wait a second. That's how we started the meeting.
That's the only reason we have the meeting. That's
right. And let's get underway. Treasurer Bob Rooney, pass out the liquid gold.
Come on, Bob Rooney.
Hey, this isn't our regular beer.
Yeast and stuff?
Well, sorry, guys, but they raised the beer tax again. So this is it. Unless we want to go back and have sex with our wives for more beer money.
No way.
Well, I guess beer is beer. We didn't become no-mammers by being discriminated.
Or employed.
Or happy.
Or bathed.
Or documented.
Down the hatch.
Must have been Bud Light.
Yeast
and stuff.
Didn't want to turn them all gay.
Yeah. So, you know, there you have it.
So,
another exciting moment of No Ma'am, brought to you by
No Ma'am.
Yep.
So, would it be a Mother's Day weekend?
Yeah.
Our president, once again, is in Delaware.
Is he?
He was. You know what's really funny, though, is he has spent 331 days, which is 40%.
That's almost a year, dude.
Of his presidency.
That's almost a year.
in Delaware with no visitor logs. So, yeah, exactly. Almost a full year out of his presidency.
Yeah, and he has only been there for, what, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I told you. Okay, so was it? I think a couple weeks ago, I was reading something where he's basically, ever since he's said he's going to run again, he's disappeared. And they've shut him down at the White House. They've shut it down at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, a couple of nights.
Yeah.
He's basically nowhere to be found.
Well, he did make an appearance this weekend. At, I'm not sure which college, it's one of those historically black
universities. Howard, I believe it was. Right?
Yeah. And
stand up against the poison of white supremacists. I did my inaugural address to a single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland.
Fuck
white
you.
Supremacy.
Nobody believes that.
Well, but here's what's really funny. He's saying white supremacy, but they forget mm-hmm. about this him with Bird,
uh-huh.
right? The former Ku Klux Klan, like Grand Wizard or whatever,
right?
Grand Kleagle. The fact that the same weekend that he brings up this white supremacy shit, they have the the Patriot Front marching in D.C.
The same day. It was that afternoon.
Right?
You mean the feds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marching in D.C. the same day, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just like, all of this shit is just like way too coincidental.
Yeah. Well, right? Okay, I read a tweet about someone, and I should have saved it, but I didn't, because it's about those guys. They showed the video of those guys marching. He goes, here's the deal. The guy goes, if you're called white supremacist, premise for wearing a mask and wearing this kind of clothes and like this, why would you wear that kind of, why would you wear the mask and that kind of clothes? He goes, but on the other hand, if you wear that kind of mask and wear that kind of clothes and you're called a Fed, why wouldn't the Feds change it? It's like, everybody knows it's fake because nobody's wearing these masks. White supremacists, you know, they're going back to the old Ku Klux Klan.
To march and look alike and look, you know, and yeah. They're trying to make it look that way.
Yeah, they're trying to make it look clannish, but yeah, it's.
And they're trying to make it look like, well, this is all the right wingers, the white, middle aged guys.
Yeah, look, they're all wearing khakis and blue T-shirts. And,
yeah,
yeah.
Even though the federal agents wear khakis and blue T-shirts. Gee, how funny how that works.
I know. I mean, how stupid. Serious, but here's the thing. The left buys it. They're stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, look at that. Look, what a coincidence. The same day they start marching at the Capitol.
It's the same day he gives his speech.
Yeah. I mean, are you telling me that, okay, here's FBI, you guys aren't smart enough to fucking know this shit's happening? You know, I mean, because all of a sudden, oh shit, a surprise march. Holy hell, we didn't know this was going to happen. There's a fucking 500 fucking guys. There's no way they can keep that secret. I mean, I couldn't get 4 guys to fucking march without the fucking FBI knowing about it.
So, no, there's something right now. We're going to march to the movie theater, get some popcorn.
Yeah, I'm going to march up the aisle, get a couple of jujubes.
That is such a mom word. Give me some jujubes.
It's an actual candy.
So yeah, our illustrious president stirring shit up again.
Yeah, well, because that's all they know how to do. That's it.
Well, what's the other topic that stirred up this week with under this administration? Immigration.
Immigration. Title 42 got lifted. Dude, you want to hear this one reporter? It's a long clip, but this guy is a genius.
Is he? Real man of genius?
Real man of genius. He's a real man of genius. Here, this guy.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this bus, they have
dozens, if not hundreds, of these buses all throughout El Paso, all throughout Texas, taking illegal immigrants everywhere. And it's more important to protect the illegal immigrants and drive this bus through a ravine across the border so they can get them on without the American media seeing them. And this bus is going to take them somewhere deep in the heart of Texas, drop them off. But Border Patrol tells us the border's secure, nobody's crossing, nobody's coming in illegally, as it happens right in front of our face.
Move back. Move back. Move back. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, get out of the way, Americans. There's illegals coming in. Get out of the way, dirty Americans. We got non-citizens we gotta help. You dirty, stinking Americans. This isn't your country. Get out of the way. I'm so glad that we're making sure that the media can't see Biden's border invasion. They drive 30-foot buses through ravines so the media can't see Biden's border invasion, and they send border agents out here telling us it's not happening. So are they going to block our cameras too? Yeah, make sure we can't see it. Very nice. Make sure nobody can see Biden's border invasion. Make sure nobody can see the illegal immigrants. You dirty, stinking Americans.
I'm sorry.
Your country gets away. Yeah, you dirty Americans. Get out of the way. This is the illegal immigrants' country. What do you guys think you're doing? This country's for illegal immigrants. You guys are dirty Americans. Get out of the way. How rude of you. How rude of you to think you have a country anymore. Hey, let's get another truck up here so no media can see this. In fact, let's just ban the media. Hey, guys, we're going to need you to shut your cameras off. We cannot document Biden's border invasion, okay? Everybody shut your cameras down. No free speech. The Border Patrol's here to tell me to shut up, too. Sir, he says, an American citizen. Unbelievable. This is an attack on the country, folks. That's what this is. If you can't see it, you're oblivious. And we sit here and film it and take this from our government. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But hey, don't worry. They'll get taken care of. They'll get food. They'll get clothes. They'll get everything they need. You dirty Americans need to shut up and get out of the way. Look at this. They get protected. They get protected with guns, but the Democrats want to take guns from you. So guns to protect the illegal immigrants, but y'all aren't allowed to have guns when the Democrats ban all your assault weapons. This is just ludicrous, man. This is a clown world that I live in. What a joke.
You gotta move back.
Get out of the way, you dirty Americans. This isn't your country anymore. Law enforcement, open border law enforcement here. This is what you get when incompetent clowns run your country. And you're not going to shut me up. I'm an American citizen. I have a First Amendment right. It's time we start acting like Americans. This is ridiculous. And you know what? I guarantee you they all agree with me. I guarantee you they all agree with me. But their leaders are too cowardly to do the right thing. Yeah, get that Border Patrol truck in the way. Make sure nobody can see it. Unbelievable. You guys like this? You guys like Biden's America? The same Border Patrol agent that tried to shut me up said there was no illegal immigrants coming in just 20 minutes ago. This is amazing stuff right here, isn't it? Let's all just accept the state of our country.
Those two chicks wanted to say something to him earlier.
Make sure the illegal immigrants get better protection and more rights for everybody here. Unbelievable stuff. And look, hey, no one else complains. You know, it's always got to be me. No, everybody else loves being told that they don't have any rights and they have to pay for all of it. They just love being lied to. They love being treated like a bitch by their government. It's just beautiful stuff. Welfare state, open border, great stuff.
Dude, he's a reporter covering this stuff. And the video, they move trucks in front. They have a bus there and they're moving trucks in front so you can't see who's getting on the bus.
What's awesome is he shut them up by screaming, and dirty Americans, no rights. And
yeah.
I mean, what are they going to say to him?
Yeah.
Because if they would have tried to forcibly shut him up on camera, it would have proven his point even more.
Yeah. So before this even happened, this was earlier this week, okay? This is dumbass Mayorkas.
Oh, God, I hate this dude.
And his reasoning.
What is the economic cost of your broken immigration system? Since there are businesses around this country that are desperate for workers, there are desperate workers looking for jobs, desperate workers in foreign countries that are looking for jobs in the United States where they can earn money lawfully and send much needed remittances back home. What is the cost of a broken immigration system?
So first of all, thanks to fucking COVID, you have Americans that don't want to work. There's a lot of Americans looking for work.
Exactly.
You know, because I have applied for jobs in the past, especially and since COVID even. And you know what? These places are looking for people, but they're not hiring Americans because Americans want too much money. they're looking for cheap labor.
Yeah.
And now here's the other thing. He just said they want to send remittances back to their home countries. No, keep that fucking money here in America where it helps our economy. You keep taking money out and sending it back to somewhere else. Right. No, I mean, it's like, this dude is a fucking worthless POS.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense.
We need people to clean your hotel rooms and pick your cotton.
Let me go back.
But what's really awesome...
What was that?
Oh, I want to rewind this video.
They can earn money lawfully and...
No, they can't.
Yeah, they can't earn it lost if they're here illegally.
But once they get put on parole and given a court date of 10 years from now or whatever it is, I don't know if they can work, you know, gives them a right to work or not.
No, you need a work visa, right?
I thought so. But
send much-needed remittances back home.
Yeah.
What is the cost of a broken immigration system? That is the question that I am asked. And
it's a lot because we're paying. Go ask the hospitals. When these fuckers show up without fucking insurance.
So they show up without insurance. Now, the cost is we're housing them. Upstate New York kicked out some homeless veterans out of a hotel.
Right.
And moved them to a different hotel to make room for these illegals. Mm-hmm. There's been illegal migrant families in New York City in a hotel for 5 fucking months. Right? Uh-huh. 5 months at a hotel. At whose cost? Who's paying for it?
Yeah.
Taxpayers.
Better not be fucking me.
Well, the federal government's reimbursing the city of New York. I guarantee it. It's our tax dollars. Our tax dollars are going to Ukraine. Our tax dollars are going to illegals. Our tax
Which you saw the video, right, of the fucking missile hitting the fucking NATO fucking ammo dump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm getting tired of. You know, our tax dollars, these Congress people are supposed to be good stewards of our money.
Mm-hmm.
We're fucking spending money on everybody else but ourselves, right?
Yeah.
So I don't feel I'm being represented anymore by our representatives.
Oh, I know I'm not being represented by mine.
Well, so here's the thing. You know, we fought a Revolutionary War over taxation without representation because of King fucking George III or whatever, right, paying taxes to England, and they weren't being represented.
Yeah.
When do our interests come first?
Exactly. So does that mean I can go throw, like, Mexicans and Ukrainians into a river?
Into Boston's harbor? So, you know, that's the thing. It's like, that's what Americans are tired of. Our interests are being put last. Everyone else is being put ahead of Americans, but yet Americans are the ones that are footing the bill through our taxes.
Yeah.
And we're tired of it. We're tired of not being represented. We're tired of our interests being downplayed or disregarded completely.
Uh-huh.
So, fuck these guys.
Okay, but wait. It gets better, dude.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. So, here's America's today.
The immigration system is so broken that you've got governors taking action into their own hands, state governments. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis recently signed a new law that targets his state's undocumented population by making it a felony to shelter, hire, or transport undocumented immigrants. It requires hospitals to ask for their patients about their immigration status. What's your reaction to this? Is that even constitutional?
Okay, first of all, yes.
It's a state law, not a federal law.
Yeah, yes.
And if the hospitals or things are being paid for by the state, then yes.
Yes.
Why? Because it's a republic.
Yes, because the states, technically, the government's here to do national things.
Well, and they're going to say immigration falls under national.
No, it does. Then fine. Get a national fucking border somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But if you're going to house them in the individual states, and the states have to have some say.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
So I will defer to the Department of Justice on the lawfulness of that type of action, but I will say this. It is sad and it is tragic when government officials,
people in positions of authority to do the right thing for our country actually use human beings as pawns to score political points.
Okay. Who does that? Guess? I mean, I'm going to give you one fucking guess.
Democrat.
Yeah.
They're using illegals to score points. They're using transgenders to score points. They're using racism to score points. They're doing that with every fucking demographic you can think of.
Yes. So he's, here he is like, well, it's bad for these governors to protect the people of their state. What bad governor. And I'm going to defer that to the Department of Justice because I'm too stupid to fucking
You know what? What's the Department of Justice going to do? Because under this fucking douchebag Garland, all the political decisions they're making, you know, if the DOJ wanted to come in and inspect me, I'm like, no, get the fuck out. This is a state issue.
Yeah, it's a state, right?
And I don't give a fuck what you want, Merrick Garland. When you start like enforcing the laws equally, right, and not protecting Democrats or one fucking crime family, fucking you know, in, as a whole, you know, boy, that's a whole nother topic. Then come talk to us. But the fact that it's been politicized, the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, NSA, all of these agencies have been politicized against the American people. Fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm done with them all.
Yeah, exactly. So here's the same show.
The president yesterday at his commencement address for the Howard University graduates called white supremacy the major domestic terror threat in this country. Is that correct?
It tragically is. You know, in the terrorism context, domestic violent extremism is our greatest threat. Right now, individuals are driven to violence because of ideologies of hate, anti-government.
Okay, I'm gonna stop right there. Who has the individuals driven to violence been?
Transgenders. Lately, it's been like all these trans, and most of them have been on antipsychotic drugs.
Yes, it's like,
But here, let's talk about threats to the USA. Here, this tweet came out today, 14 May, 10:05 this morning. Per multiple CBP sources, Border Patrol agents in the San Diego sector arrested an Afghan national on the FBI terror watch list after he crossed illegally with a group of migrants near Otay Mesa, California. I'm told FBI confirmed the match and is leading the investigation.
Ooh, well, I feel safe now.
All right, so that he was caught on Wednesday, apparently, illegally. Title 42 is now ended, right? This doesn't even account for all the gotaways we've had in this country. Who else is here?
Yeah, exactly. We don't know. They have no fucking idea.
But white supremacy. You know what? Once again, that doesn't mean anything anymore because it's been overused.
Yeah.
And,
Well, okay, here. Look, here. This is MSNBC, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, remember a week ago? A week ago when we were doing a show, apparently we weren't aware of this, but there was a shooting happening at a Texas mall, right?
Uh-huh.
Washington, was it the Washington Post? Washington, which one? One of them came out with the story,
right? Of the white supremacist shooting with the Nazis?
Yeah. So here's MSNBC late this week. Listen to this. Because it turns out the guy was Hispanic. He was a Mexican in a Dallas gang, lived at home with his parents, didn't speak English, blah, 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 the whole thing. Here's MSNBC.
It is a misconception that all white nationalists have to be white. But let's look at Hispanic white nationalists, like Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio and online political activist Nick Fuentes. What have you seen in regards to non-white people becoming advocates for white supremacist ideas?
Thanks so much for having me, Katie, on. It's great to be back. The Latino identity, the Hispanic identity, the Latinx identity is incredibly complex. It is not exclusively a race. It is not exclusively an ethnicity. It creates a lot of room for extremist views like white supremacy. One of the phenomena that we've seen over especially recent years is misinformation, disinformation, and radical narratives being pushed into Spanish-speaking communities.
They are fucking stupid.
Yeah. So now, to prove their point, they have to find some guy, because you can always find someone who will back your point of view up.
Right.
Yeah. And say, well, yeah, no, the Hispanics, they're white supremacists. They're not, you know, they don't like black people. Well, yeah, everybody knows Hispanics and blacks don't like each other very well.
Can't go to any prison.
Yeah. But trust me, the Hispanics not on our side.
I was going to say, you're not going to see the Hispanics and the white guys in fucking prison mix neither.
But, you know, but like I said, search hard enough, you'll find somebody who will back your story up.
But they got to fix their narrative. They got, I mean, that's, and that was an Asian chick too, right?
Well, yeah, I think so.
And so she's sitting there getting her, you know, if anything, all these Asians in colleges are compared to white people, so she needs to check her privilege. I'm just saying.
Just saying. Okay, so, yeah, so, you want to talk about Trump on fucking CNN this week?
You got the clips?
I got a clip. I got a couple clips.
I think I got a couple, too. There's
here, let's, no, not this one. This is, that's another story. Let me go over here. What the hell is that noise? What is that noise?
DJ.
DJ, mix the shit. Whoop, 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 yeah. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Okay, so.
Okay, you have them?
No, I'm still looking. I saved some clips on Twitter just because this chick, Caitlin Collins, is a fucking idiot, man. She was so outgunned, you know. I think Trump had half his brain tied behind his back, like Rush Limbaugh used to say. And this girl was fucking, like, clueless. Hey, before we get to that, though, let me play a couple clips here about the immigration. Okay. Because they're moving all these people to, like, Chicago and New York and everything else. Have you heard about this? Hang on. I got to play this clip for you from... they're moving, like, into a hotel or old school in the South Side of Chicago. And Lindy, being, like, from near Chicago, might find this interesting, too. These people voted for Biden like 97%.
Resources that have not come to us, now you want to overly compensate for people who never lived here before, and we need to be taken care of first and foremost before anything else happens here.
Why would any leader put our black communities already riddled with crime at further risk by placing unvetted non-taxpayers steps away from our seniors, our children, and our homes we've worked so hard on our own to secure.
We are at war, people. Our communities are at war. They are violating our communities, and we asking that we across the country, we asking and we're demanding for Office of Black America, whatever you want to call it, to deal with issues like this.
I did get placed on a wait list, but I was told that the immigrants were taking priority. That's a story that a lot of people don't know, and it hurt me. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I understand we need to be humanitarians, but these people my participants are third and fourth generation Chicagoans, born, bred, fed, and raised here. My grandmother, Mayrella Sherrington, rest in peace, always said, Craig, charity starts at home first, and then it goes abroad.
Politically, having over 500 people in our community would completely wipe out any interest we have.
Many of these migrants have been dumped in our neighborhoods without a plan in place to monitor and house them long term.
I'm not selling nothing. And I keep telling people, you don't have to move.
All right, so a black community in Southside Chicago overwhelmingly voted for fucking Biden. Right? Trump's policies would have prevented all this bullshit. You get what you vote for.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Seriously, I feel bad for him. I really do. But they're starting to see that, you know, Trump actually had their best interests in heart.
Well, what?
But he's a racist, right? That's what gets me. Okay, no, hang on.
They don't call him racist.
No, the Democrats
do. The Democrats.
But these people bought into that bullshit. But here, let me play something else. This came out just a little bit ago, too. Because there's a video of these people crossing the border, waving their fucking Venezuelan flag or whatever, right? And tell me, when the girl in the video, you'll hear, and you don't even have to see the video, and you're going to know what.
Fuck them and fuck
fuck Biden too. I hope Abbott puts y'all on some motherfucking buses and ships your asses off the fucking south side of Chicago. Then you can deal with those motherfuckers because they don't know how to act neither. This shit at the border doesn't boil your motherfucking blood. Can you even consider yourself a fucking American? Americans have been dealing with ridiculous inflation, rent prices that increase daily, and healthcare that is unaffordable and inaccessible to many Americans, and all we get is fucking crickets. These motherfuckers who illegally enter our country have not paid one red cent in fucking taxes, get the red carpet rolled out for them, and get free fucking everything. Make the shit make sense. What the fuck do they think they gonna find here? Milk and honey? Baby, the milk and the honey evaporated and dried up fucking years ago. Okay, we are living hand to fucking mouth. Ain't nothing over here but nickels and dimes and hard fucking times. Silver lining is that the Democrats are making the next election very easy for the Republicans. They are handing it to them on a silver motherfucking platter. Most of us never realized how much we fucking needed Trump. I promise y'all, all heroes do not wear capes. Trump 2024, baby.
Amen, sister.
Yeah, I didn't have to say what color he was.
No.
But I'll tell you what, that's a thing.
I think she did. I think she did, didn't there, say.
What?
You see Megyn Kelly?
To Charlize Theron?
Yeah.
Yeah, come fuck me up, bitch.
Really?
Yeah, basically what she said.
Well, that's what everybody's saying. I mean...
So apparently Charlize Theron's kid, son, daughter, whatever, is a tranny.
No, a wannabe tranny, because it makes her fucking popular.
Popular. Just like... So, you know what? It's like, once again... That's like Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie's kid that went through their fucking phase and is now back to their original gender.
Yeah.
Right? It's a fad.
Yes.
Quit placating. Yeah,
and, and then when you fucking put them on these drugs and stuff, you can't come back from that.
So, all these school boards, I think there was a school board, someone said here in Mesa mm-hmm. school board.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're transitioning right back to this shit. Anyways, that has some policy where they can hide that from the parents.
Right.
And it's like, no. Bullshit. Quit hiding shit from my family. You know, my kids are my kids, not the school kids.
Right.
I almost want to run for school board just to fucking find these policies and try to reverse them.
Right.
But no, the illegal immigrants, though, it's... We'll see what happens. This is going to hit a backlash. This is going to hit a boiling point. But the fact that they're already kicking out veterans, homeless veterans... to placate for these guys,
mm-hmm.
that's even going to hit worse. A lot of these people are like bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
People who've served our country that are in need, that are down on their luck, and you're going to put families who don't belong here, are illegal, you're going to give them free housing, free food, free fucking welfare. I'm sorry. Enough's enough.
Yep. Okay. So let's go to the Trump thing. So before we go to the Trump thing, I'm going to play you this clip of Caitlin Collins on Fox News.
Oh, from a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, listen.
From our nation's capital. Caitlin, what does that mean? What's George Soros trying to do with the immigration crisis?
Good morning. Okay, so George Soros is this foreign-born left-wing guy who essentially wants to change the nature of our country. And in this data dump, one of the memos was about the refugee crisis. And they made three points. They think that they've been successful at influencing immigration policy across the world. They think that the refugee crisis is an opportunity to continue doing so. And they think the refugee crisis is the new normal. And George Soros is this guy who is a staunch advocate for open borders. He wants people to be able to go wherever they want, whenever they want, for whatever reason. And for him, he sees this immigration policy, this crisis, as a vehicle to further his immigration agenda.
There's some in the background there.
I know, there's someone. But apparently, Caitlin Collins, apparently, will talk, depending on whatever channel she's on, will back their decision up. I thought it was funny that after that thing, Anderson Cooper's like, well, if you don't want to watch us anymore, I don't blame you because we should have never done that. Blah, blah, blah. Well, because apparently the crowd just went nuts for Trump.
Yeah, well, and so they're catching backlash saying.
Yeah.
But the thing is, okay, CNN for like 5 minutes was an actual news organization by giving a platform to someone with opposing views.
Yeah. They have to do something. They're just hemorrhaging fucking
viewers. And that episode was the most viewed show they've had in I don't know how long.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So here, this is, there's some, I don't know what's on this, but I thought I saved this clip and apparently I can't find it. So here.
Chris Miller was your acting defense secretary. He says you never gave that order. But back to what happened on that day.
I love how she's almost trying to debate him.
Uh-huh.
He said you never gave the order. Anyways, blah, blah, blah. No, let's step back.
Well, that, here, just listen to the whole clip.
Testified that, Mr. President.
And then we pivoted to setting up for January 6th, and Mr. Trump unequivocally authorized up to 20,000 National Guardsmen and women for us to utilize should the second part of the law, the request, come in. But those requests never did, as you highlighted.
Let me be very clear. Both of you said this under oath, under the threat of a penalty of perjury? To the committee?
Oh, absolutely, Sean. And to be clear, Cash brought
Chris
it up.
Miller. Best.
The meeting was one of the serious kind of heavy meetings I've been in, and it was about a foreign threat that was directed towards the United States, which obviously we can't talk to for fear of, you know, ended up in jail. And so I kind of want to be clear. The president, as we're leaving, it says, hey, one more thing, and we all sat back down and we discussed what was going on in January 6th. I don't want to, because I think that's important to bring up so that the opposition doesn't get this idea that this was the purpose of the meeting. The president was doing exactly what I expect the commander-in-chief to do, any commander-in-chief to do. He was looking at the broad threats against the United States, and he brought this up as on his own. We did not bring it up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he authorized, as president, because the National Guard. Now, here's the thing that people don't understand. These fucking reporters don't understand this because they don't understand the difference between Title 10 and Title 32.
Uh-huh.
Okay? The National Guards belong to the governor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The governor can call up any of their fucking National Guards. Okay, in this case, the D.C. National Guard falls under the mayor, Mayor Bowser, because they're not a state.
Uh-huh.
However, they got to use local funding if they call them up. Like here in Arizona, if Governor fucking Valley Girl decided to call up the National Guard, they have to call up with the state funding, and they fall under state active duty. So basically, the National Guard becomes state employees at that time.
Mm-hmm.
However, if the president authorizes a call up of the National Guard under federal funding, then the governor, or in that case Mayor Bowser, could call up the National Guard for security and use federal funding because it's been authorized by the president under the Department of Defense.
Right.
So he authorized 20,000 troops to be called up. All she had to do was say, awesome, thank you. Now, does it mean it's just D.C. Guard? No. National Guard Bureau, what they would do is probably contact the surrounding states, Virginia, Maryland, you know, et cetera, West Virginia, and say, hey, send some soldiers over to help secure the speech in this day. No, we don't need them. We got it under control. Right. Well, they had a fucking plan because this was all orchestrated. January 6th was orchestrated. So, it's, let's
here.
See.
This is, here's.
But you said you weren't.
Whoops. You have the clip of her, of him pulling out his fucking notes? Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, well, this is what's called the greatest, all the best clips.
Okay, so, yeah.
Okay. So.
Here's a question from the audience. He has no idea what the question is. The lady asked him about energy policy. And just, boom, he's got a natural talent for this. What does he say? Listen for yourself.
My question is regarding the economy. Over the past 2 years, we have seen the prices for everything skyrocket. From food to gas to utilities and insurance costs, many people's bills are up several hundred dollars a month, including mine. If elected president again, what is the first thing you would do to help bring down the cost to make things more affordable?
Drill, baby, drill.
He's right.
Yeah, he's right.
You drill, you make U.S. energy independent, gas prices come down. Guess what else comes down? Okay, well, it costs less for gas, costs less to transport groceries to the store,
uh-huh.
Right? Therefore, food prices come down, grocery prices come down.
Yep.
Your price of the McDonald's Big Mac goes down. Yep. Drill, baby, drill.
Yep. Here's, here's another one.
By very stupid people.
You once said that using the debt ceiling as a negotiating wedge just could not happen. You said that when you were in the Oval Office.
That's when I was president.
So why is it different now that you're out of office?
Because now I'm not president.
Yeah, because everybody knows that Biden's trying to use the debt ceiling
as a tool. In the past, he said it has to be negotiated.
Yeah.
Let's see.
The best moment of the night. Check this out.
Back to what happened on that day. You said you weren't. He has testified that, Mr. President.
He did not say that.
But you said you weren't very involved that day. You did tell your supporters to come to Washington. You tweeted about it, about that speech that happened on the rally.
Am I allowed to say that?
When they went to the Capitol and they were breaking into the Capitol, smashing windows, injuring police officers, why did it take you 3 hours to tell them to go home?
I don't believe it did. Oh, let me pull it out. I have to pull it out.
Pulls out a piece of paper.
So if you look at on January 5th, the day before, I said, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. Stay peaceful. This was the day before, and this was in the form of Twitter. Now I use Truth, Truth Social. I think it's far superior, okay? I hope everybody's on. I hope everybody's on Truth.
Always bring receipts, baby.
Well, keep playing them, though. Come on, man. Because he keeps going.
I know. Well, that was Bongino, yeah.
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 Hang on. I think I... Let's see if I still have
it. If you have it, play it. Yeah.
Yeah, because it gets better. Here.
He has testified that, Mr. President. But you said you weren't very involved that day. You did tell your supporters to come to Washington. You tweeted about it, about that speech that happened on the rally.
Am I allowed to say that?
When they went to the Capitol... And they were breaking into the Capitol, smashing windows, injuring police officers. Why did it take you 3 hours to tell them to go home?
I don't believe it did. Oh, let me pull it out. I have to pull it out. So if you look at on January 5th, the day before.
The day before.
I said, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. Stay peaceful. This was the day before, and this was in the form of Twitter. Now I use Truth, Truth Social. I think it's far superior, okay? I hope everybody's on Truth. If you look, January 6th, this is at 2, before 2:30. I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. This is right after, as it was happening. But what happened is they took it down. I don't know why. I think they took it down because it was so good. They didn't like it being up there. I am asking, this is, and we didn't know until I got it back, because now I have 90 million people waiting for me to go back, but I'm on Truth and I'm staying on Truth. Listen, I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violation. We want no violation. We want no violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. That was at 2:30. That was very early.
Mr. President, I looked at the same timeline that you did.
No, you didn't report that. You know why? Because it was taken
down. We did report it. I was reporting that
it was taken down and it wasn't...
But when it was...
Yeah. Shut up, bitch.
You got owned.
Yeah, dude, she got fucking wrecked. I mean, even The View was saying how she got wrecked.
Really? The View?
Yeah, The View. Sunny Halston said that she pretty much got wrecked. She didn't have the capacity. So they got her trying to replace Don Lemon in primetime for that slot. That girl does not have the fucking mental capacity to do that. You know, she might as well just go back to fucking doing... Well, I mean, like you said, when she was Daily Caller, she was a righty. She's just whatever the flavor of the day is.
She's flavor of the day.
So,
here, I got one more clip. Where the hell is it? It's a good one, too. It's a good one, Mr. Grinch. What?
How are we doing on time, Lindy?
We're over.
Okay, like usual.
We're over. Damn it, where the fuck is it?
Dead airspace.
No, I know. I'm talking what I'm talking here.
Okay. No, you were.
He was thinking.
There was a flat line.
Yeah, well, not like his heart monitor.
Right here, it is.
Joe Biden didn't ignore a subpoena to get those documents back like
Joe Biden
did. And
took
so that's
1,850
the question. But that's the question that investigators have, I think, is why you held on to those documents when you knew the federal government was seeking them and then had given you a subpoena to return them.
Are you ready? Can I talk?
Yeah, what's the answer?
Do you mind?
I would like for you to answer the question.
Okay, it's very simple to answer.
That's why I asked it.
It's very simple to you're a nasty person, I'll tell you.
I'm going to get sued again.
Yep, just like you called Hillary a nasty woman.
Yeah.
But she is. Quit interrupting. Ask a question and answer it. Don't argue with them.
Yeah.
Because
you want them to answer it?
Your little fucking talking points are wrong.
The thing is, she didn't want them to answer it. She doesn't want because they're wrong.
Because they're wrong. Because she doesn't know. She wasn't involved in the negotiations. He was in the good faith negotiations, and then the fucking Justice Department, which we've now seen, is all about getting Trump because Biden did the same shit, Obama did the same shit, and they're not doing the same reaction.
Right.
The FBI and the National Archives was working with Trump to get the files back, and he was negotiating. He had locked up, secured. Biden had his shit next to a Corvette. But then again, look at everything else with the crime family. James Comer, 9 Biden family members receive money from foreign entities, right?
Yeah, you know, some of those whistleblowers have...
are now missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was getting to go. Right?
Yeah.
So, and they're probably missing thanks to the CIA, NSA, FBI.
Uh-huh.
I'll say it. Biden's probably using our government agents to make these people disappear.
Yeah. I know.
You know, we are living in a third world fucking country anymore. We're not in the United States we grew up in, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm not going out like that. When they come knocking on my door, I ain't going out. Going out in a bag. But, so here's two responses.
Okay.
To Trump's thing. This is Byron Donalds.
Okay, oh yeah, on a CNN panel that same night.
Yeah.
A couple of things. First of all, town halls are for the voters, not for the press, not for the person who's the moderator. Caitlin spent more time interjecting her own viewpoints or her own views on the situation.
Excuse me, those are actually facts.
Now, are you guys not going to interject your views over here? Do I get a chance to speak now?
If you're speaking falsely, those were facts.
The town hall is for the president to speak to the voters of New Hampshire, not for this back and forth with media.
That's number one.
Number two, with respect to Ukraine, I totally disagree. He did not say he was just going to give over Ukraine the way you intimate, Van. He did not say that.
What he said was that
he would actually look for a solution to end it quickly. He put 24 hours on it, but let's be very clear. What Joe Biden has done has been a disaster because initially with Ukraine, Joe Biden wanted to give Vladimir Zelensky a ride out of Dodge. He wanted to give him a plane ride. And it wasn't until people in Moscow, in Ukraine, here in the United States said this invasion is wrong that Joe Biden reversed course.
Do you want a victory in Ukraine? Do you want a victory in Ukraine?
I'm just trying to respond to everything that's been coming up on the table. Last thing, let me say this.
We don't care what happens in Ukraine.
We spent 23 minutes talking about January 6th. We could have been talking about a whole lot of other issues instead of doing that for the first half hour or so. But let me be very clear. What was said in this town hall about National Guard troops that were authorized by Caitlin was wrong. I'm on the oversight committee. I was in 2 hearings on January 6th. It was testified in oversight that Donald Trump authorized National Guard troops on January 4th. He followed up in a call with then acting Secretary of Defense on January 5th, trying to see where the deployment was on those troops. That is testimony in the oversight committee. Everybody testified in oversight committee when Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House, except one organization, and that was the Capitol Police.
Did you read the Secretary of Defense?
Because Nancy Pelosi would not allow that. I'm telling you what was testified to in the oversight committee under oath.
Well, let me just correct you, because what Caitlin was saying was what would the former Secretary.
Whoa, let me correct you. Yeah.
Because
what Caitlin was saying.
Because this reporter said something, even though you were involved in it directly. I'm gonna correct you.
Yeah. Holy Christ, what the hell is that?
Wrote in his book, he said the president did not.
Can I just ask one thing?
What he testified to under oath.
Congressman,
the oversight committee.
Congressman, can I just
there
ask?
There are the facts. Go ahead.
You do acknowledge Donald Trump lost the 2020 election, correct?
Again, we're going to continue to talk about 2020.
No, I mean, it's a direct
right
question.
Now, hold on. Let me tell you why most voters are, frankly, kind of tired of y'all bringing this up. Inflation, border.
You don't have the courage to express your opinion about
what happened. I'm a Republican voter.
Voters want to talk about inflation, the border, the debt ceiling, foreign policy. If you want to talk about the 2020 election, let's talk about this. We do know that Mark Elias was in many jurisdictions suing to actually change election procedures, which, by the way, is at the hands of the state legislature in every state according to the Constitution. Not in the hands of courts, not in the hands of the Supreme Court, the state legislature. We do know that to be a fact. We do know that true.
You won't state your opinion about actually, factually, what happened in the 2020
election.
You guys
want me to make a statement. And this, Frank, let me tell you right now. This is what's frustrating to a lot of people. You want me to state it the way you want me to state
no,
it.
No, I don't.
I am telling you.
I want you to just answer the question.
The
reasons
behind why certain people look at the election was rigged the way that they do.
I understand why some people believe it.
Moving forward into 2024, a couple of things are very, very clear. The nation is a mess. Our border is overrun. Inflation is crippling every family, Republican, Democrat, Independent. Those are the facts of the matter in 2024, not 2020.
Can I just ask you a question?
Not 2020. But a couple.
So it's funny how all these fucking leftists are trying to gang up on him, and he's right. You want me to answer the way you want me to answer. Mm-hmm. They didn't like his answers.
Right, and if I don't answer the way you want, then you're going to say you're an election denier, you're
right. Whatever. Yeah. So, first of all, everyone on that fucking panel has a fuck ton of money. They're all rich as fuck. Mm-hmm. That chick who's saying she's a Republican voter used to be on The View, Alyssa Farah. Mm-hmm. Dude, she's not a Republican voter. She's a fucking leftist.
If she was a Republican voter, she wouldn't be on CNN.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's once again, she's fucking token. I'm gonna say it, right? I'm the token Republican.
Yeah.
Just like Anna Navarro on The View claims to be a Republican. She's not a Republican.
Yeah.
You know, her head's so far up fucking Joy Behar's ass. She fucking tastes what she had for lunch. Mm-hmm.
So here's Greg Gutfeld's response.
Ben, he has every reason to respond. He was accused of defamation for saying he didn't do it, and then they asked him about it, and he did it again.
And he told a story about her cat named Vagina,
This is like going to see a John Wick sequel and complaining about the gunfire. It's like going to the opera. Why is there so much singing? How did these naked women get into this strip club? So this is the problem with this media meltdown, right? It's like, I get it. CNN is bad for your health if you're a liberal, because they force you to relive a problem rather than move past it, right? They never talked about the future, like you said. They just went back and back and back. So every liberal has to sit there. It's like they have to relive something that happened in their past that they don't want to. Meanwhile, for people like me, it's awesome. It is so much fun, and you know that. It's great for my mental health, because nothing is more entertaining than watching Trump speak and Caitlyn underspeak. It was great, and then watching the CNN panel, it was so funny. It's like a new breed of urban miserables. You know, all politics, all complaints, universally unhappy, perennially unsatisfied, borderline mental, as though none of this ever happened before. This is all new, right? God, I missed him. And I got to say one thing, guys. He showed you one thing that is really important. He hasn't aged. Biden is aging. He's aging like a sliced apple in the sun. And it's like, you notice that Stephanie Ruhle is about a third his age or half his age, right? I don't know, 30 to 70. I can't do the math. Caitlin. Yeah, Caitlin. What did I say?
Stephanie Ruhle, who interviewed.
Oh, yeah, Caitlin.
Caitlin, yeah.
But he was a rabbit. She was a slug. Meanwhile, Joe needed Stephanie Ruhle to spoon feed him the questions and the answer like his morning Maalocs. I mean, imagine if they put Biden in that kind of interrogation, how hilarious that would be. But we got to go back. The media either has learned nothing, which might be contagious, or they are doing this on purpose, which is not fair to Jessica. Because what I'm saying is Jessica's made you upset. Yeah. We should have watched this together.
Yeah.
We would have had so much fun.
Oh yeah.
Instead, you watched it.
I'm sure he's going to be asking for another one, so we can do that.
Come to Fox.
So yeah, Jessica Tarloff, the fuck, she's an idiot. But anyways, what do we learn from this week? Trump still fucking kicks ass.
Yeah.
Ben.
Democrats are morons.
Right. As based off of the Biden border crisis, Biden inflation, gas prices. I've started sticking those. I did that stickers again on the gas pumps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, and Transformers still suck.
Yeah. And where's Biden?
Back in Delaware.
Where is he?
He's disappeared.
Yeah.
Well,
if they don't like what you're saying, they'll take care of you.
They'll shut you down. Yeah.
So.
Anyways.
Hey, we're gonna go now. I got some food to prepare.
Yep.
Happy Mother's Day once again to everybody out there, even you Democrats. You know.
As long as you're a biological woman who's given birth.
Yes. you green-haired fuckers that want me to identify you, ain't happening. I'll identify you as the fucktard you are.
I would even say this. What? Stepmoms.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was just going to caveat. Stepmothers, you know, there are some women out
foster
there who medically cannot give birth, mm-hmm. right? So they've adopted. But you know, if you're a biological woman with children, either yours naturally, adopted, foster kids, step kids, mm-hmm. whatever, happy Mother's Day. Great. If you're a transformer who thinks you're a woman,
yeah.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. In a month.
In a month. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Your day's coming. Hold on.
You know. I am not politically correct, nor will I ever be.
Exactly.
So I want to recognize the true women out there.
Yeah.
You know, I am tired of, you know, the feminists who fought hard for women's rights and women, you know, advancements over the years, just to see it all reversed. Yeah. You know what? If you're a real woman and you're doing what you're supposed to do, God bless
just
you.
Just for a vote.
Yeah, God bless you.
Yeah. I don't want to see it reversed just for a fucking vote.
Right.
Seriously. You know,
or a trend.
If politics is that much, is so fucking important, we don't need it in this fucking world.
So seriously. Anyways. But happy Mother's Day.
So hey, reach out to us on True Social, as Trump said. Hope everybody's using Truth. We're on Truth. We're at Did We Offend You? And we're on Twitter at Did We Offend the Letter U. You can reach out to us on email at Did We Offend You?
Did We Offend You?
Did We Offend You at gmail.com. I had to think about it for a second.
Too much beer.
We appreciate you, and thanks for listening.